Soft lumber from Canada has been a trade issue for decades. This week, President Trump's administration ordered a 20% tariff on such goods coming into the U.S. He's also taking aim at Canada's 270% dairy tariff. The U.S. has gotten around the tariff by exporting ultra-filtered milk and protein-rich ingredients, but regulators in Canada recently changed their rules to encourage production of those ingredients by their own farmers. President Trump referred to Canada's moves on Twitter as a disgrace. He has even threatened to pull the U.S. out of the North American Free Trade Agreement. In Buffalo, Congressman Brian Higgins said while it's right to look out for the interests of U.S. farmers, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way.
A tweet is not going to resolve this problem. Engage with the Canadian government. We are trading partners. We are friends. Our economies are interdependent. We can figure this out. But tweeting in anger as an impulse is not a mature or constructive way to deal with these kinds of things.
NAFTA, meanwhile, has defenders on both sides of the border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is among those arguing that the deal gives U.S. and Canadian companies less red tape to exchange parts that later go into finished products sold abroad. John Manzella, CEO of the World Trade Center Buffalo Niagara, also believes NAFTA must not be derailed.
The average U.S. tariff barrier is about 1.5%. The average foreign barrier is almost 6%, 5.9, I believe. What these free trade agreements do is they eliminate or reduce these foreign tariff barriers, giving U.S. companies competitive access to these faster-growing markets.
Manzella says those global markets are where incremental growth is occurring. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.